go in, but I just wanted to show you that Johnson grass, this is a species that when I got to Cornell about 12 years ago, they told me would not survive a winter in Ithaca. It is over 12 years, it has survived. This is more characteristic. It's really problematic in the mid-Atlantic and in the south, okay? And it is one that some of our own research has shown that is projected with climate change to become a serious agronomic weed in New York State and Pennsylvania and so forth.
Understanding weed science and understanding how weeds will respond to climate is going to be critical for us to have sustainable cropping systems in the future. Since weeds are basically wild relatives of our crops, their genetics are such that they're going to respond in the best way possible to climate change. So they'll be harbingers. They'll tell us what type of species are going to survive changes in climate and how that's going to then impact our crops. And so being able to use our weedy species, wild relatives, will inform us as to how we need to redesign perhaps our cropping systems in the future to make them more sustainable.
In other parts of the country, the Midwest especially too, it's kind of neat to see all the seeds kind of pointed in the ground. Did somebody put them there? And it's just a, mechanism to ensure that there's...
And basically there are what we call the yellow, okay? Yellow foxtail, giant foxtail, and green foxtail.
This is one of the assignments that the students are required to do is to create their own weed identification guide. And so the material, the plant material is supplied here in class. So this is a nice way for them to learn the material as well, kind of do something besides just taking exams and quizzes and so forth.
I personally work in natural areas, and so we're concerned about preserving these ecosystems, and when weeds that are invasive come in and take over, they're drastically changing these ecosystems.